Former senior Howard government advisor Terry Barnes has written a terrific tongue-in-cheek piece for The Drum, which I normally avoid, but when Terry's there, I'll have a look at it. He's offered up some advice for Santa regarding suitable presents for our politicians, even for those who've been naughty, not nice. Terry Barnes joins me on the line. G'day, Terry. Terry, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good on you. How are you going?
Oh, not too bad. Good to talk to you.
You too, mate. So let's look at some of these politicians and what you suggest we give them for Christmas. We probably should start at the top. Malcolm Turnbull, you say, what to give a squillionaire Prime Minister with everything? What are we going to give him?
Well, he doesn't even want Kirribilli House. So I think in his case, Luke, there's only one obvious present he could have, and that is a pair of lead-weighted deep-sea diving boots. And why? Because it helps him to keep his feet on the ground.
What about Mr. Shorten? His opposite number. It's not been a good year for Bill, I think, on balance. I think it was meant to be a year of ideas. Maybe an idea might be what you give him for Christmas.
Well, I think, besides the charisma transplant, I think he needs that. But what I think he does need is the gift of insight. You know, the insight to know that unless Labor reforms, unless they actually admit responsibility for the mistakes they made in the Gillard years, and basically the budget stuff-up that they made and created the debt and deficit that we're trying to tackle today, unless they get a grip on that, and he has the insight to understand it, they will not be elected in a hurry, not at all.
Mm. What about Mal Brough? There's an interesting one for you.
Well, I reckon, Mal, I mean, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? Well, I think it should be a calligraphy set and a boogie board.
Hang on, a calligraphy set and a boogie board.
That's right. Calligraphy set, because that helps you write very neat and tidy letters. In his case, he needs to write a neat and tidy letter to the Prime Minister saying, I resign and I apologise for all the damage I've done the government over the James Ashby affair. And the boogie board, because if he's a backbench MP again up in the Sunshine Coast, we're better to enjoy life than on the beaches.
I like your thinking. What about Bronwyn Bishop? This will be good.
There's only one thing that Bronwyn Bishop deserves because she's been such a naughty girl. She's been selfish, she's been willful, and she's been bloody stupid. If Malcolm Turnbull got two deep-sea diving boots, she just gets one boot, one big boot up the bum and out.
But people need her. Didn't she say a week or two back? They need her to keep her safe.
That's right. That's right. She's got to fight the terrorists good all on her own. But no, she doesn't deserve to be there. I think she's forfeited all respect, even from the conservative side of the Liberal Party.
I think the worst thing there, to just leave the theme for a sec, is I don't know if it's an admission, but the report that in the leadership spill, she voted the other way after the former Prime Minister, a thoroughly decent human being, stood up for her when no one else would, out of loyalty. Gee, he's paid the price for loyalty, I have to say, with Bronwyn, of course, with Joe. But to think that she was even half acceptable, if this is what happened, to support Mr. Turnbull is just unbelievable.
Even her colleagues dropped their jaws at that one. I mean, you'd think that after everything, she'd at least go through the motion to support Tony Abbott in the ballot. But she made such a public deal of defecting to Turnbull. I just think it shows that she's a very sad and pathetic woman who's passed her use by date. And, get that boot and get it in a hurry.
what are we going to give to Jackie Lambie?
And Clive Palmer, for that matter. I think there's only one thing we should give them, and that's laryngitis. Now that she's popped up on Carl Stefanovic's program, what is it, The Verdict?
Yeah.
There's a regular talking head. It's even worse. I mean, she actually thinks she has useful things to say, but once upon a time, there was a politician called Michael Hodgman who was known as the Mouth from the South of Tasmania, and the new Mouth of the South is Jackie Lambie, and I think many of us would like to hear less of it.
I think you're right. It's a great piece. Check it out, The Drum. All the best for Christmas, Terry. Always good to chat, mate.
Thanks, Luke. Happy Christmas.